News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Mayor Nancy Berry here from the... Now that we've done the wild side of life, we can talk stuff going on in College Station. How are you today?
I'm terrific. I'm headed to Moody Gardens.
Yeah, yeah, you really are. How fun that you actually were headed down there anyway. And so
yeah.
Now you'll know Cliff. You can
it's
wave
always
to Cliff
good
and say
to go
hi.
Somewhere to visit friends.
Yeah, exactly. So things
you know,
are.
When you're the mayor, you got to get your friends where you can get them.
It's exactly right, you know. And Cliff's not registered to vote here, so you know you don't have to worry about that. Things are quiet in the city of College Station. Can we say that? Is that safe?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, you know, it's we haven't had any great controversies of such. But let's talk about where we are now. I guess I'd like to get your impressions first. We had the big ribbon cutting for the landfill. Apparently got most of that taken care of. Y'all have taken care of yours. I think Brian has some things that they're still trying to iron out as far as rates are concerned.
Right. Yeah. The rates are essentially going to stay the same for Brian and College Station, but there'll be a slight difference going in on certain types of garbage.
Yeah.
And so the idea was, since we're closing the Rock Prairie landfill in the next few weeks, they're trying to get, you know, every inch out of it that they can, and we go forward with the landfill, even though the fiscal year is the same as the city's, which is October 1st, we thought it makes sense to open it with the new rates we're going to have as opposed to...
Sure.
And these are gate rates, you know, people who come up to the gate.
Right.
And did a cost comparison of landfills in the state and, you know, made a scientific, if you will, reasonable price. And so we, City of College Station, passed that increase, and Brian, they only had six people present, so it was a 3-3 kind
right.
of thing.
It's
and so I expect that Brian will take care of that shortly.
So people understand, I talked to a Brian official last week, who said that while it's not all of their trash, at least a portion of El Paso's trash comes here. I mean,
really?
Yeah, and if you consider, I mean, that's a long way. And the reason they do it, obviously, is that it is a cost-effective thing for them to do. And that's I mention that to say that obviously there are all sorts of entities that are looking for cost-effective ways to get rid of their stuff. And I know that this is being designed to really compact the refuse well. And we could have a very extended life facility here.
Multi-generational, for sure. We got a silver award for being, you know, environmentally sound. I mean, it's a LED building, and it's just a really state-of-the-art trash place.
You know, hey, you got to have it.
We got a first-class dump.
There you go. It ain't sexy, but it's something that you got to have.
Absolutely, and because, I mean, this was 10 years in the process of getting the TCEQ certification. That's Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. There's so many processes and so many things you have to do that, you know, we needed to have one that's going to last 50, 75 years just because they're not making any more land.
Yep.
And as the population grows, you know, this is 12 miles out in Grimes County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to take care of it.
Yeah.
Nancy Berry joined us this morning. And then just real quick, I'm reading an article today in the Wall Street Journal that says through the first 3 months of the year, tax revenues for cities and states nationwide has gone up 4.7%, which I find interesting because we have a dip in the housing market nationwide that's pretty substantial. And so with that in mind, in a market like College Station, where the real estate market is much more stable than it is in some bad places. Where are we as far as your feel for tax revenue and what that's going to look like as we get through the year?
I think our tax revenue is going to be probably a little bit lower. I mean, our sales tax, which is a major component of our budget, is a little off, and that's the thing that the city's going to be looking at.
Oh, sure.
The budget. We're going to have to probably cut $1.5 million in expenditures to balance the budget and not increase any property taxes. And I think this council is committed to not increasing taxes at all. So there can be some tough cuts. Right now, the department heads are looking at their budgets, and then the city manager will present a budget to the council in, you know, late July.
Now, in those budget cuts, does it occur? Obviously, the first thing you think about is people. Then some sort of cutting back or hours of service. But where in that of that $1 million, let's say, where does operation or maintenance usually fall from a percentage dollar? I mean, if you could put some sort of a number together.
It's some of it. I don't really, honestly, don't know the exact percentage. I know that we would be reluctant to add anything to the budget that would increase O&M. Mm-hmm. But we have done things like with the Parks Department, where we used to do the maintenance and mowing and stuff like that. We've outsourced that. We've just kept one crew, so to speak, a skeletal crew, and we have multiple providers that are going to be maintaining the parks and stuff. But if you have someone do your lawn and it rains, please God.
Yeah, really, we could use it.
Can't we? And you miss your time, then you wait till next week, you know. And so if that's the case, we have a skeleton crew that can, you know, will be there. But other than that, we've outsourced, you know, those kinds of things, and I think we'll continue to look for efficiencies wherever we can.
Well, there's a new normal for a whole lot of things out there, that's for sure. Well, so you're going to take a little time off, enjoy that, and then get ready to get back into the trenches and
work on the budget.
As we sprint toward budget time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You bet, Nancy.
Fourth of July, we've got a whole ton of stuff going on at Adamson Pool, check it out.
All right.
Check it out on our website, mm-hmm. cstx.gov/pools, and we got, I don't know, the 4th of July concert's going on, and they're going to use laser lights instead of the fireworks.
Good. So there's always an alternative.
Yeah, so lots of things going on in the city. Check us out on the website. Okay. And
Have a good holiday and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.